Well, I didn't really intend saying this, but because of what Joanne has shared with us, I think it's very, very relevant that on Friday there's some young boys who live near me who are always in trouble, three of them, and they fly round on bikes so nobody can catch them. And I got to speak to them the day before yesterday, and I talked about the Lord with them, and I only had one of this little book with me. It's called The Little Book of Character, and it's very good for young people. Things like it says the greatest way to show love for friends is to die for them. And that's what Jesus did. Be strong and brave. Don't ever be afraid or discouraged. I am the Lord your God, and I will be there to help you wherever you go. So it's a really good little book for young people. And so I had another little book in my bag, and I was talking to them. They were a bit like, you know. And I said, they said, oh, two of them said, we don't believe anything like that. And this other one said, well, I think there's something. So I gave the little book to him. And then I said, I'll be praying for you. And off I went. And later in the day, probably about 5, 6 hours later, I was walking along. And the two who said they didn't believe were riding along on their bikes, and they immediately changed direction and came to me. And they said, after you went, we felt this funny feeling inside, like warm. So I said to them, well, that's the Holy Spirit. That's God letting you know that He's there. So I think, as Joanne shared, it's confirmed to me. We ain't seen nothing yet.
That's right.
But he's not going to do it like he's done it in the past. These youngsters are not, they've never been to Sunday school, church, but I believe that that can become a barrier.
That's right.
I don't know about you, but my early days of church and Sunday school, who wants to be there? I used to go down to the ferry. It was a halfpenny across and a halfpenny back, and then arrive home when Sunday school was finished, until the superintendent called to see where my brother and I had been for the last few weeks. We never did again. But God is doing a new thing.
Amen.
And I think our key thing is prayer. Pray, because when we pray, this opens the way for the Holy Spirit to do His work. And it's got to be the young people. And because we failed them as a nation, we're not allowed to have assemblies, all the things we're doing things that are absolutely ungodly
That's right.
as a nation, and saying that it's right. I mean, some of the things they say, I think, well, if we all follow down that line, we'll exterminate people. Because common sense says certain things, but I believe God's going to work in the children and young people, and that He'll do it in a way that is past finding out.
Praise the Lord.
That's here endeth the first lesson. This morning when I went to church with a friend, we watched a film. I don't know if you've seen them, God's Not Dead. Anybody seen it? Oh, there's number one and number two. And apparently they'd watched number one a while ago, and this time they were watching number two. And when I walked into church, there was popcorn and slush and all the easy chairs out of the other part of the church, huge screen, and there were people there. I hadn't seen there before. So it was, and it's absolute fantastic DVD. I'd really encourage you to watch both of them. So that's what we did this morning. I want to speak about guidance today. As Christians, our steps should be ordered by the Lord each and every day. And that will only happen if we allow the Spirit of God to have his way. In 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20, it says, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought with a price." The price, of course, was the death of Jesus. So honour God with your body. And I think we need to really begin to, particularly as older people, we've got to get out of the old habits. You know, sometimes there's nothing wrong with habits, but sometimes they can get in the way of what God wants to do. Like people always went to the post office on a Monday morning to get their pension, and various things that we tend to have always done it this way. And we feel secure in that. But I think God, you're going to find in the days ahead that God's going to be telling you to get out of the boat. Mm-hmm. That he doesn't want us to be so tied up in routine, and we've always done it this way, that he can't. We've just had an illustration today, the way he's doing it, a new thing.
Yes.
And if we want to be in line with him, then we've got to be sensitive to his promptings. And I've put down that each person, believer, must seek him for who he is and find his will for each day. That each day we should present the day to the Lord, and then instead of doing what we always do first thing in the morning or always do on a Monday or whatever, to take time to listen. Because he wants to do things differently to what we've been used to. In Psalm 25, verse 9, it says, "He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way." So, we need to be one with him, mm-hmm. and his ways become our ways, mm-hmm. and his thoughts our thoughts. Yes, we'll make mistakes. But that's how we learn. Because when we don't get it right, God will let us know, but he'll show us how it's to be done. Psalm 23, very familiar psalm. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." I'm not going to go through it, but I want to encourage you to read it when you go home. The 23rd psalm. And ask God to give you fresh insight of what's there. Because sometimes when something's very familiar, we don't get the freshness, and that's what he wants to bring. Yep. Within it, it says, "He makes me lie down in green pastures." You know, sometimes he's got to sort of hold us down. We hate. Last time I was here, I was sharing as how I'd had 3 months of not being able to walk further than half a mile, when normally I can walk miles and miles, and God, I had to come to the place of acceptance of that. Thinking about my age, and well, maybe it's right, you know, I've got to slow down, and so on. Once I came to that place, 10 days later, I was completely healed.
Praise the Lord.
But it's made me be careful about not thinking, oh, nice day, which we've had loads of them, get out and walk. He's had me at home more often, just staying quiet, listening to music and reading the word and just being still. Be still and know that I am God. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. You know what we heard from Eric here? Some of that, yes. Our souls need restoring. Today we've nailed something to the cross that's been bugging us for dear knows how long. He wants to restore us. And for all this stuff to go that's clung to us, because sometimes it brings guilt, condemnation. Well, if I confess my sin, he is faithful and just, and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. But you know, the old enemy will come back and say, remember what you did there, or he wants us to get this cleared out, nailed to the cross, so he can do this new thing that he wants to do. Our attitudes have to be Christ-like. God has done a major thing in me in the last few weeks. Something that gets up my nose is litter. Every time I see it, and there's plenty of it. And of course, when we were younger, most of us here, you know, the sweetie paper went in your pocket.
Yeah.
And now you've got cartons, tins, bottles, all sorts of things. And all I kept doing was praying for the cleansing department to get more bins, that God would bring more bins. And so on. I kept praying this. And then just about 2 weeks ago, I went to go for a friend of mine gets a paper on a Saturday at the local garage. And as I came out, there was a bottle lying, and the thought came, pick it up. Not, you know, I'm sick of it. I picked it up, and then I went a bit further, a can, and then I walked along the road, and I got close to the garage, and the cars were like coming out after they'd got their petrol. And as I got close to the garage, I was able to pick one more thing up, because I knew there was a bin there. I picked it, and the man in the car driving out lowered the window. He said, thank you for doing that. And I thought, that changed, you know?
Yes.
I went into the town, and this elderly gentleman bent down to pick up a lid off one of the cups. And he was standing like this. I said, there's a bin behind you. So he turned around and put it in the bin. So I complimented him. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
We're passing on something different to get rid of the other. So it's happened altogether twice more. And, you know, we're just talking about very recent where I've seen. The other thing that's happened, the council have put new bins in the city centre. Huge ones like this, where there used to be little black things on the lamp or black on the ground. These are red, so you can't miss them. And they've got things on the side, like my old man's a dustman.
No.
Feed me, not the birds.
No.
And they've just put humorous things on these. The difference in the city centre is transforming. Now, I'm not saying it all started with me, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Once you see something in a different light and stop grumbling and grousing and try to do something about it as much as you can.
Yes.
And I just want to encourage you that the things, and I'm speaking to my own heart, when we get irritated by things, instead really bring it to the Lord and say, well, Lord, what do we do here? Not that I'd done that, but God did it with me. Do we constantly look out for divine appointments? That's so important. That's what happened with these boys. John was talking about her situation. That's what happened with me the other day. And I'm finding I'm getting even freer to talk to people. Not like thinking, well, is it really you, God? Or, you know, and going up to the people he prompts us to go to.
Yes.
Yesterday I was in a coffee shop, as is my wont, and I kept seeing this lady looking at me while I was talking to my friend. So at the finish I went to her, I said, am I supposed to know you? I taught her 56 years ago. Wow. She said, you haven't changed. So I was able to say I have though. And I was able to talk with her about the Lord. And I don't remember a lot of them, but I remember this girl. I didn't really remember her, but I remembered our younger sister, Susan, called Susan Cowan. And it had stuck in my mind because she was a child that I'd taught to swim. And way back, there was a situation not too far from the land when a boat overturned, and what had happened was she was in it. And it was rough seas, and by the time they got out, everybody had drowned. And they hadn't been able to find one person, and it was Susan. And they found her a long way from where it happened, and I was able to say this to her sister yesterday, how well I remembered this incident. And I said, what went through my mind was, I was the one that taught her to swim. And you see, if not that she'd have been saved, but she would have been with everybody else if she hadn't learned. And for them to take such a long time to find her. Yeah. And I really felt, I can't quite explain it, about what she suffered because she was able to swim. She tried to keep going. So I was able to share it with her sister and then to talk to her about the importance of knowing Jesus, that we never know when our time will be, and to give her my little day by day leaflet I use. So that was yesterday. On Friday, I'm using this to illustrate that when we're out and about, to be ready. What's God going to do? And I was walking past this block of flats, and I used to visit a lady in there who now is 102. I think God's definitely keeping her alive till she... And the family objected to my going to see her. She'd been a headmistress. She didn't believe. And they just said they didn't want me to go anymore. So I haven't been visiting her for about 2 years. And as I came along the road, I saw this man, Ben, and must have been God's prompting. I said to him, are you Wynne's brother? And he said, yes. And then he looked at me, he said, are you Beryl? Because over that time, whenever it's been a birthday, Christmas, I've put a card in the box. And, you know, that's just dropping a little seed, another seed. And he realized. So that was an encouragement to me. And I'm praying now maybe I'll get back in to see Wynne, because I think he would go back and tell her that he'd seen me. Again, on Friday, on the bus, I was sitting on the side seat, and then you have the seats that fold up where you can put buggies and things, but a lady sat there and she was so agitated and upset about things and going on, and so I had my little day by day leaflet, and what I do is I said to her, I'm a Christian. Oh, she said, I don't believe any of that. I said, well, just listen to this. I said, I don't know what it'll say for today. And it was, not one sparrow falls to the ground without your Father's consent. As for you, even the hairs on your head are numbered, blah, blah. And then God shows his love for us by sending his only Son. Do you know, by the time I finished reading those, she was crying. Because the Word of God had gone into her heart. And not long after that, I got off the bus. But again, the seeds are planted. And I've told you about the three boys. I've written on here the three boys who are pests. I've mentioned about them. So do we, when we go out and about, when I say how we can get into a rut in what we're doing, do we ask God what he wants us to do? If we're retired, we've got all day and every day. We don't have to stick to how we've always done it. And for us to get rid of that, Lord, that type of thing. People can argue with you about the Bible, but they can't argue about your experiences.
Yeah.
Your testimony is powerful. Because you know that what God's done in your life. And part of testimony is not always how we came to know the Lord, but what he's done today.
Yes,
he did this for us, he did that. I asked him to help me and blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
So how powerful testimony is. And to leave time in the day for divine appointments. Do we have our day so planned that we've got to be left there to get to there and so on. Whether we're going that speed or that speed, doesn't matter. We all need to be where God wants us to be. And to recognize the opportunities. Those things I've shared with you, they were just since Friday.
Yes.
And really, that's all that I had to say. I want to pray now. Lord, help us to see the times when we think we're the way, the truth and the life, and it's us that need to see to this and see to that, and if we don't, who's going to do it? Lord, I pray that you'd help us to have a clean sheet every morning. Even though the day before we might have thought, well, I'll be doing this and I'll be... You care, Lord, about the things that we care about. And you can fit it into your program appropriately. So, Lord, help us to commit the day to you. In fact, to commit the night to you so that we can just be quiet. Are you a Christian here today, but you're following at a distance? The Lord would say, choose this day to follow me more closely. Give me space to work. So if you're a Christian by name here today, but not by nature, and just to explain that, by name is, well, I've been a Christian all my life, I've believed in God and so on. But when you give your life to him, his nature begins to take over our nature. And I feel there's at least one person here today who has not yielded to Jesus. And is able to say, your kingdom come, your will be done in my life. And just in these moments as I pause, it's an opportunity for anyone who hasn't really given their lives to the Lord just to acknowledge that Jesus died for you on the cross at Calvary so you could be forgiven. So you're going to have eternal life if you acknowledge that to him and thank him and ask his forgiveness for all the past. We maybe all need to ask his forgiveness for the past after what I've just said about doing our thing and not allowing him to be a major part in our life. Lord, help us to give space for you to work. Remind us, Lord, when we get into the rut. Remind us when we start to worry that your word says, be anxious about nothing. I always remember the Lord saying to me once, you're not the way, the truth and the life, my son is. Because I felt I had to be doing this and I had to be ringing that one. And that today, just give yourself afresh to the Lord. And then in Exodus 20, 21, it says the people remained at a distance while Moses approached the thick darkness where God was. God wants you to come deeper into your walk with him. Yes, closer. More dependent. Every moment of every day, sometimes because of our physical condition, that instead of it getting us down, asking the Lord to help us, like I was getting down about the litter, instead God changed that. Sometimes it's hard when you're in pain and finding difficulties, but to instead of honing in on it, begin to just seek the Lord. Pick up your Bible and read scriptures that will replace those thoughts in your mind. Perhaps you're in a rut and God is saying, get out of the boat. We find security in our ruts. He wants us to get out of the boat. And finally, in Joshua 3:5, God said, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow God will do amazing things among you. I'm just going to pause here for us to consecrate ourselves afresh to him. And I think a key thing here is something the Lord taught us. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. If you're holding on to some bitterness in your heart, when you think of a person, if it gives that unpleasant feeling, or if you see them in the street, it makes you go a different way. You need to bring that to the Lord. Jesus hung on the cross and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. We've done things to people out of frustration or anger, and we've had things done to us. God wants all that to go. And all you have to do is say, Lord, I choose to forgive. And he'll deal with that. He'll set you free from that that's had control of you. And I would like us now just to say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.